Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast, episode number 177. Our soul winning passage from the Word of God today, the Holy Bible, is Romans chapter 10, verse 13, which reads, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Allow me to share with you some insights regarding this powerful passage of Holy Scripture from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. The Lord of Joel, the Lord of Joel, chapter 2, verse 32, is the same as the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter also appealed to Joel 2:32 in his Pentecost sermon for the same reason Paul did here. Both apostles wanted to show that the door of salvation is open to everyone, whosoever. When the elect call on God, they are responding to his calling of them. The only prayer of an unbeliever that God has promised to answer is this prayer for salvation, though he sometimes graciously answers other prayers that they may pray. Possibly, Paul had a more restricted concept of salvation in mind in this verse. This verse, 10:13, is a quotation from Joel chapter 2, verse 32, and refers to the physical deliverance from the future day of wrath upon the earth and the restoration of the Jews to Palestine, and not deliverance from hell. Our soul-winning quote for today is from Theodore Epp. He said, "God has given believers the responsibility of spreading the gospel to all the world, and we need to use all at our disposal to accomplish this task." Our soul-winning devotional is part 42 of our series titled The Master Plan of Evangelism by Dr. Robert E. Coleman. The principle applied today: when it is all boiled down, those of us who are seeking to train people must be prepared to have them follow us. Even as we follow Christ, we are the exhibit. They will do those things that they hear and see in us. Given time, it is possible through this kind of leadership to impart our way of living to those who are constantly with us. And we cannot impart what we don't have. We must take this truth to our lives. There can be no shirking or evading of our personal responsibility to show the way to those we are training. And this revelation must include the practical outworking in life of the deeper realities of the Spirit This is the Master's method, and nothing else will ever suffice to train others to do his work. It makes us vulnerable, of course. We are not perfect like our Lord and those persons to whom we open our lives will come to see our many shortcomings. But let them also see a readiness to confess our sins. Pardon me. But let them also see a readiness to confess our sins when we understand the error of our ways. Let them hear us apologize to those we have wronged. Our weaknesses need not impair discipleship. When shining through them is a transparent sincerity to follow Christ. Yet, as we know, mere knowledge is not enough. There comes a time for action. To disregard this privilege can nullify all that has been acquired in the process of learning. Indeed, knowledge unapplied to living can become a stumbling stone, a stumbling block to further truth. No one better understood this than the Master. Pardon me. The Master, Jesus Christ. He was training men to do a job, and when they knew enough to get started, he saw to it that they did something about it. The application of this principle is so pronounced that it needs to be considered as another part of his strategy of conquest through trained and spiritually alert men, yea, and in women as well. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, in our next episode we will look at delegation. He assigned them work to do, and he has assigned us work to do. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for this class together and this time together. And I pray that you would help us to grow thereby and become the soul winners that you want us to be. Help us to follow you in the school of soul winning. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winner's fire. God bless you.